the story that's going to have a lot of legs for a lot of different reasons out there right now. As Representative Steve Johnson, Republican and chairman of the House Oversight Committee, who requested this study from the Michigan Auditor General, and the report is in. Now it's going to be the two sides fighting each other, but we're happy to hear this side of the story from Representative Steve Johnson. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Well, thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, it is our pleasure. What did you find out that you were looking for that was specifically important to you regarding, basically, the way the governor handled the whole situation with the elderly at the beginning of COVID and the nursing homes?
Yeah, you know, I think people remember early on, Governor Whitmer had this executive order that placed COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. As we're trying to figure out the cost of that decision, we want to know how many nursing home deaths due to COVID there was. And the number we were being given by the administration, it was flagged to us by some individuals saying this isn't a full and accurate account. Obviously, if you remember, Governor Cuomo in New York got busted for trying to fudge the numbers there. So we asked the independent, nonpartisan, unbiased Auditor General to go in and to give us, you know, a number that everyone can trust. They're not political. They're an independent agency. And so they've come back with their report, and it's about 42% higher than what the Whitmer administration had given us. There's a couple different reasons for that. Obviously, it's a pretty big difference. That's pretty troubling for a lot of us. So this week we'll be going through that report with the Auditor General in our Oversight Committee.
Yeah, it's funny, because just Representative Steve Johnson with us, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, just as you were saying it, I was writing a note, Cuomo, on my paper, because I wanted to ask, does this rise to the Cuomo very obvious hiding of numbers because he's just a jerk and a buffoon and is out of office because of that and a number of other things that he did that he shouldn't have. But does this rise to the Cuomo standard of trying to hide it? Or can we tell if this is just ineptness or maybe, in fact, rising to the idea that they would hide the numbers so they wouldn't look so bad? Do we know that from this report? Can you tell that?
That's a great question. From what I can see at this point, I think what Cuomo did was probably far worse. It looks like they actually knew the numbers and they were purposely hiding them. What happened here is her executive order applied to all these nursing homes, but there's a certain subsect of them that the federal government requires to report the COVID deaths. When we asked for the numbers, they just took those that were required to report. They didn't know these. I mean, most facilities aren't required to report. They're smaller. They don't fall under those licensing standards.
That shocked me when I saw that. When I saw that many of these facilities don't even have to report to the state, I found that incredible.
Well, and they're trying to dispute this report, saying, "Hey, we didn't have to report those." It's important to remember those facilities were subject to Whitmer's executive order. So. And they're trying to dispute these numbers. Like, how dare we count these facilities? Well, why would we not? If the facility was subject to that executive order, why would someone's life there not matter just because they're not as big of a facility as the other ones? But back to the Cuomo question, because they didn't know the numbers, they weren't purposely hiding them from us. They just didn't know what they were, which I still think is negligent. And when they presented those numbers to us, they knew that. They knew there's a large bucket here that wasn't being told to us, and they conveniently left it that way.
When they should have said, of the numbers that we are privy to and of the people who have to report to us, these are the numbers we have. So they should have been, they should have wisely pointed out that they didn't really have all the numbers because not everyone had to report to them. Is that a fair statement?
That's absolutely a fair statement. I mean, when you're trying to figure out the cost of this executive order for you to not give us all of those facilities, it makes no sense. And furthermore, the self-reporting, the department did no work to see, hey, are these self-reported numbers accurate? Are the nursing homes giving us all the deaths? A good chunk of this increase, we're finding out some of these facilities weren't reporting deaths that were supposed to. Now, we still need to go in and see, was that purposeful? Was that an oversight on their part? We're not sure. But why would the department never actually say, hey, we want to make sure these agencies are giving us a full accounting? And we're finding out there's over 1,000 deaths that were missed that way as well.
Hmm. Well, certainly we hope that you can get to the bottom of this. It seems to me, and this is my memory, but it seems to me at that time the governor and her people thought they were following some of the guidance from the CDC, which, by the way, we've all learned has been so wrong so many times. We stopped even talking about how wrong they've been. But it seems to me that they were following guidelines by the CDC at the time. Is that a part of what you found in this?
You know, again, there's four governors that did this. Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. 46 other states didn't do this. So we did not have to do this. And I think it was a deadly decision at the end of the day.
Well, it certainly it turns out certainly to be a deadly decision. I am at least comforted a little bit that it was probably ineptness over going out of their way to hide it like Cuomo did. But it's a problem. It needs to get fixed, and we got to make sure that nothing like this will ever happen again. That's for sure.
That's the key here. We got to make sure this never happens again. We got to learn from our mistakes, own up to our mistakes here, and just make sure. I mean, the people of Michigan deserve better than this. And that's our goal here, is just to get it fixed going forward.
I'm with you on that. How about the Democrats handing you this this gem about saying that parents basically are not in charge of deciding what schools teach their kids, that the parents don't count? It's the society that are the customers of the school system, and we have to teach them what they need to know based on what they believe is what we have our kids needing to know. I mean, you couldn't be handed a better ridiculous statement from the Democrats, could you?
Yeah. Look, we know the Democrat Party thinks this way. They've never actually put it on paper before. Now we're glad it's out in the open. This is how they actually think.
They put it on paper, and then to prove how wrong they were, they pulled it right away, forgetting that it's a little too late on social media. Once it's there forever. Okay. Representative Steve Johnson, Republican Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, thank you much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Heading towards 729 at WJR.